If you're not angry, you should be. Because this is what our government thinks about us. They're not here to help us.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Brylan. The hurricane in the Southeast, particularly in North Carolina, has been absolutely devastating. If you would consider giving, donating to someone like Samaritan's Purse, who is doing incredible work in North Carolina to help the victims of this awful tragedy that's going on there. Now, I wasn't asked by Samaritan's Purse to promote them, but I think you can trust them. So, you know, even if you were planning on giving me a super chat or a super thanks or donating to me in any way, please use that money and give it to Samaritan's Purse for Hurricane Helene efforts. Pray for these victims as well. Do not underestimate the power of prayer. Trust me, you do not want to live in a world where Christians stop praying. In this video, I want to talk to you about Hurricane Helene and the absolute devastation that it's having on the Southeast, particularly again in North Carolina. But in particularly, I want to show you how this current administration, the Harris-Biden administration, has absolutely 100% let America down. Look at this. The Biden-Harris mishandling of Hurricane Helene is one of the greatest scandals in American history. It really is. If you needed another reason to believe that this administration is putting Americans last, this is it. I'm going to show you many clips, many stories of what has happened, and I'm going to show you some video as well from those who are in North Carolina, actually having been through this and still going through it, witnesses of what has happened and what has not happened from this current administration. But let's start here. I want to show you what Mayorkas had to say back in June about being prepared for disasters like this, and then I'm going to show you what he had to say just within the last few days in stark contrast to what you're about to hear.
FEMA is tremendously prepared. This is what we do. This is what they do. And the key here, Rebecca, is also to make sure that the communities who are potentially impacted are prepared as well. And it's not just hurricanes and fire, wildfires, also extreme heat, which certainly some parts of the United States are already experiencing.
So what you just heard from Mayorkas is that FEMA's well prepared. There's no issues whatsoever. Anything happens, whether it be hurricane or anything else, they are well prepared. They have the funds set aside. Everything is ready to go. They'll be there to help you, right? Listen to what Mayorkas had to say just a few days ago.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas sounding the alarm on FEMA funding right after the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Listen.
We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
Wow.
This all comes as the Biden-Harris administration spent over $1 billion from a FEMA program on services for migrants.
Wow, really? Is this any surprise? No, not at all. You know, this administration has already been caught taking money from taxpayers that could be used for things like this, disaster relief, and giving it to non-citizens, people who are here illegally. Not you, the one who just lost everything, but those who have just strolled into our country illegally. But don't worry, because the current President Biden and Vice President are on it. They have everything under control. In fact, watch this video here where Biden totally knows what's going on.
What are the states the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What are the states in the storm zone? What do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. They're very happy.
Wow. So a reporter asking Biden here about the storm zone. Biden goes, what? Huh? The storm zone. And then Biden goes, Oh, I was wondering what storm you were talking about. They're getting everything they need. Everybody's happy across the board. But you don't have to worry because, remember, Biden said that commie law is a part of every decision that he makes. She is the last person out of the room whenever they're having a meeting. And she is literally a part of every single thing that happens in this administration. So she's got everything under control. But listen to what she had to say and how they're going to help, even though FEMA has no money left over whatsoever.
And the federal relief and assistance that we have been providing has included FEMA providing $750 for folks who need immediate needs being met.
Can she sound any more disappointed? I mean, it's almost like it's kind of a bummer to have to spend all this money on you. Could you just not have had a hurricane? Because remember, that $750, which is absolutely nothing compared to what these people actually need. Well, that money could be going towards those who are here illegally. Because remember, don't forget about the hundreds of millions of dollars that have been spent on illegals who are here in our country. Everything from free food, housing, schooling, healthcare, and everything else under the sun that has been provided to illegals in America, taken from your money, taxpayers' money, and not to mention the $200 billion plus to Ukraine and the over $7 billion that Biden just announced the other day with glee on his face, and the over $500 million that we just sent to Taiwan, and the list goes on and on and on. Hundreds of billions of dollars going elsewhere. Yet when it comes to providing aid and giving funding to those who have just lost everything in America, this administration suddenly just runs out of resources, runs out of money. In fact, listen to Vance. I actually think he made a good point on this whole running out of money thing.
The idea that FEMA is running out of money is something that the leadership of the Harris administration has said. That especially if there's another disaster, they've said that they might have to go back to the well. And I think a lot of Americans are saying, well, how can we afford to give billions of dollars to illegal immigrants in this country, but we've got to go back to the well to provide disaster relief for our own citizens? That's a disgrace.
Yeah, he makes a good common sense point there.
Fox News alert, at least 230 Americans are now dead from Hurricane Helene and hundreds still missing, while thousands have had their lives obliterated. President Trump with the people today. Here he is just moments ago in North Carolina at a town hall. Watch.
My name is Allie, and I'm from the foothills of North Carolina. Our entire community has been decimated. Thank you, President Trump, for visiting the disaster sites to bring attention and donating millions in relief. This week, we have learned that not only did 13,000 murderers illegally cross our border, but FEMA is out of money because they have been providing $9,000 to every illegal.
That is pure insanity, taking money that is supposed to be going to people who are affected by natural disasters like Hurricane Helene and giving it to people who are here illegally. You know, it doesn't matter how you feel about President Trump, but here he is with Franklin Graham on the ground in Valdosta, Georgia, where in a community that was hit extremely hard. And again, this is Samaritan's Purse. This is Franklin Graham. He's the head of Samaritan's Purse. And they are there to provide the relief that our government is not providing in the way that they should be. Now, this video was just from a couple days ago.
Donald Trump taking questions from reporters. Listen.
It's been a terrible response from the White House. They're missing $1 billion that was used for another purpose, and nobody's seen anything like that. No, from that standpoint, it's been terrible.
Concerned about disenfranchised voters?
I'm not thinking about voters right now. I'm thinking about lives. And to be honest, it's much bigger than anything else, but we're thinking about lives, a lot of lives lost, a lot of people missing, and that's what I'd be focused on right now.
Kamala Harris under fire for showing up late to the hurricane scene. and for blowing off hurricane briefings before it made landfall.
Yep.
Today, she's 700 miles away in Michigan, wincing after the firefighters union refused to endorse her. In case you're keeping track at home, that's two major unions who've snubbed Harris. So while she scrambles for voters in Michigan, where she's been tied with Trump for a while, search and rescue crews are working around the clock to look for anybody in the Southeast. Police say that because of the mudslides, they're going to be recovering bodies for months.
Kamala is a major factor in this administration, and you're seeing what happens when incompetent leadership, when those who care more about a social agenda, pushing a radical social agenda instead of looking out for Americans in America. In fact, I think Tulsi Gabbard also made a fantastic point here.
My frustration and anger at the lack of adequate response, even at a baseline level, from Kamala Harris and Joe Biden reminded me exactly of what our communities there on Maui faced in the wake of that tragic and historic wildfire that took over 100 people's lives. They did not see a single federal official on the ground. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, they said, well, FEMA's on the ground. Sure, they are in downtown in the government buildings, but not boots on ground in the communities that saw their homes and their community completely devastated by this. I have friends there in Asheville, North Carolina, and in other communities that have been devastated by Hurricane Helene, and they are saying the exact same thing. As you heard from that sheriff, they don't have access to water. They have don't have access to electricity and communication. The same thing that happened to our communities in West Maui, and yet they've said we have not seen a single federal official on the ground. It is unfortunate the people of North Carolina are facing a leadership in the White House who care more for bureaucracy rather than actually kicking down the doors of that bureaucracy and getting out there and providing the help that these families and communities direly need.
Wow. Once again, you're hearing that this administration is not doing what they should be doing. You think it's going to end here? You think this is the only disaster that they're going to not have your back on? No, that's not how this works. This administration is showing you exactly who they are. They're showing you exactly what they think about you. In fact, I just want to show you this headline real quick. This is Politico. This is what the left thinks about what's going on in North Carolina. This is their main concern here. Listen. Helene hit Trump strongholds in Georgia and North Carolina. It could swing the election. What kind of point are they trying to make here? It says Hurricane Helene hit especially hard in heavy Republican areas of Georgia and North Carolina, a fact that could work to Donald Trump's disadvantage in two swing states. This is what they care about at a time like this. Again, this is why this is such a disease of the mind, because it's a radical agenda that has taken over the left that does nothing but still kill and destroy. Listen to what this man had to say about being in North Carolina and seeing things firsthand.
I'm currently in Asheville, North Carolina with my company doing disaster security for a dialysis company. And we're also doing search and rescue for patients to bring them to dialysis so they don't die. This place is a war zone, people, and the military is not here. And the reason I'm pissed, because I was part of the operation during Hurricane Katrina. I was stationed in San Diego, and within 96 hours, we were in Louisiana. And these bastards are not sending the military here. There's so much destruction. There's no news crews here. That's why you're not seeing it. The American people should be angry at what our government is doing to this town. Mm. There are people hurting here. There are so many people dying. I drove past a young kids about 5 to 7 years old. They were brother and sister, and they were looking for their parents. Mm. We got them to a church. These young kids don't know where their mom and dad are. If you're not angry, you should be. Because this is what our government thinks about us. They're not here to help us. We have to take care of ourselves. There's towns here that are self-policing. We drove into towns where the town folk came up to us and said, what are you doing here? So we're looking for patients. We're trying to get them help. And they welcomed us with open arms. Hmm. This is bad, people. You're not here. It is very bad.
Wow. You know, it's tough to hear things like this, but this is... sometimes hearing the reality of the situation is tough to hear, but that doesn't mean that we should close our ears and hide away and pretend like it's not happening. You know, while there are countless Bible verses, chapters that you could look at to find comfort in the Lord and the power of prayer, I want to show you Philippians chapter 4 here. This is a verse that has helped me throughout my life and is a very powerful verse on prayer. And I want you to look at verse 4 here. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say rejoice. Paul is repeating this. It's important to know that we should be rejoicing no matter what's going on, no matter what kind of disasters are coming against us. We should rejoice in the Lord. And you know, it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that we can learn how to rejoice even in times of tragedy. Verse 5 says, "Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand." Verse 6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You know, when we pray, and we pray and ask God to meet our needs, and we do it with a thankful heart, thanking Him for everything that He has done in our lives, continues to do, then we can have a peace. No matter what we're going through, no matter what's happening, we can have a peace that surpasses our ability to even understand how we are feeling peace in moments of tragedy. It is through making Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior that we can have the Holy Spirit to be able to pray and be thankful in our prayers, to have a peace that we don't even understand how we have it, but we do, because the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us. So please go to the Word of God. Be comforted by the Word of God. Let the Word of God feed you and teach you in these moments. But hey, let me know your thoughts about all this in the comment section below. I would love to hear from you. And if you wouldn't mind hitting that subscribe button, join this community. I would love to hear from you on a regular basis. And please hit that thumbs up button. You know, when you like this video, to get pushed out to more people, and it would really help spread the truth. All right, I'll see you in the next video. Bye.